Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Now wake up, you sleepyhead, get up. Get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left, and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out all the wonderful videos and photos and stories about dogs that we've got. And this week there's some a few special posts for y'all. Cute stories that involve animals for upliftment with what a lot of us are dealing with emotionally and so forth. Right now, there's a wonderful hummingbird story. I don't know. I had never heard it until I saw this, and it really is quite lovely. You might find it helpful. And then there's a little story of Pooh Bear and Piglet and supporting one another. And it's also really sweet, really, really sweet and very helpful. And then there is a sound attunement done by our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton, also to support and help us for calming and soothing. And you can find that on the Animal World Facebook page as well. But we're going to be using that sound attunement today. Nathan has figured out a way. And when we get to doing prayers and affirmations, we will do that along with Jude's attunement. So that's going to kind of clean up our discussion before that. Let's get the table set and everybody into the room so we can continue. And I have to say, often we make it into the studio on the second Sunday of the month, and that was our intention, but we are having a full Zoom today, so we're all here. We're just on the screen together and not in person. Nathan, Animal Words production engineer Nathan Miller, is here holding down the fort in the studio. Good morning, Nathan.
Oh, good morning, Martha. I am the only one here, of course. And yes, a Zoom party indeed.
Yeah, and that'll make it much easier for you to deal with phone calls and so forth. However, now she's not in her moodlit studio, but our home seems to be moodlit because she's a little on the fuzzy side. But that'll be Animal World's call screener, Stacy Buck, is here. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning, Martha.
It's so good to talk to you on the air. We haven't been able to do that for a while.
A little bit, yes.
All right. And then before we went on the air, you and Nathan let us know that the two of you have been hanging out together. Apparently, the two of you went to church together last night, right?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. We had a very special mass that was for our new priest who was getting installed. He came to the parish about 3 or so months ago, but today they had the official installation of him. So now he has said the oath and everything, and is officially the head pastor for my church, St. Stephen, and Stacy's church, St. Anthony, which both kind of joined to become one parish family.
All right. Well, I'm glad you guys got to see each other in person. And we're committed to coming into the studio next month, though. So hopefully that will come off. And then, of course, it is the second Sunday of the month, and we are back on schedule this month. We had to flip the Sundays around last month, but we're on schedule now. So it's the second Sunday, and that means it's best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, and energy code Sunday. And there we've got best practitioner, Linda Rasmussen, is here. And brother and neuroenergetic balancer, Dr. Nels Rasmussen here. So good morning, Linda. Good morning, Dr. Nels.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And we all, and
there's
joining,
more.
Taking away, if you guys could see this, you'd understand, but the Bagman Frenchie is taking over the camera, and oh, what a cutie he is.
He almost camouflages with the sofa there.
He does.
Yeah, he kind of blends into the sofa, but his collar then sets him off. So, well, you just let him know if he needs to talk a little bit. It's okay, Stacy. This is animal world, so animals are welcome to chime in.
Now we know
He's
why
just
Stacy
climbing all over Stacy.
Now we know why Stacy has that color sofa, because when Bags is shedding his or her, yeah, her his fur, then it won't show up. It's
and
invisible.
Bags, just so you all know, Bags is what color would you call him, Stacy? A dark brownish black.
Kind of brindle.
Yeah,
he's pretty dark, but he's got light flecks in there.
Yeah, so really a dark brindle. So, and so your couch is about the same color.
Yeah, it's a dark gray.
All right. Just so you all know, the Bagman and Tank get the first tune-ups today with Dr. Nels, because they've been missing out for a while. And apparently, Stacy was off to Hawaii, which means the Frenchies had to be boarded. And apparently, they need a tune-up after all of that. So they're first in line when we get to that. But before we get to the serious subject on hand, I'm a little surprised, but I almost have a touch of sunshine, or I did earlier. Now it's just kind of light, and looks like the blue's trying to come through. Okay, looks like down in the Factoria area, you're all clouded, high clouds. Nathan, what are we doing with the weather today?
Well, it's just going to keep increasing and continue clouding up even more, and soon we'll start to see some rain into the mix. And tomorrow, even though you remember the windstorms and stuff, the weather event we had, we're gonna have something sort of similar to that, but not as intense. So we're gonna have a lot of rain coming our way. It's gonna be more rain than wind. I'm seeing maybe wind temperatures up to 25 miles per hour between tomorrow, Veterans Day, and then Tuesday. And after that, it just kind of calms down with the wind, but still remains quite rainy throughout the remainder of the week. And temperatures kind of in the mild mid-upper 50s.
I think I heard last night that at least around here, it's supposed to stay dry today. Is that correct?
For now, it's going to increase as the day goes on. So the further you get into the day, the more likely it is going to rain. And seems like that's all going to start really increasing after about 2 p.m. or so. So mid-afternoon.
I'm waiting for the driest time patches so I can get out and blow leaves. I've done so many, big blows this season already, and it's getting towards the end, but I'm buried once again. And this last week, in the 2 days that the sun came out and was dry and would have been perfect to blow and get that last mow in, I was working and not here, so
I feel your pain, because earlier this week I had the big move day and got everything that was requiring of a truck from my house to the condo. And I picked the Tuesday when it was like, what the heck is the weather going to do? It's like, okay, we don't need a tarp. Oh, we need a tarp. Never mind, we don't need a tarp to cover the load. Oh, I guess we can put it back on or whatever. But it just kept going back and forth with rain and either looking like it was going to rain or looking like it was going to be sunny. So who knows what was going on that day. I feel your pain, Martha.
And you did send me some pictures of the move and so forth. And so the good news is, everybody, Nathan's all moved in. It looked really, the pictures looked really, really nice. It's well organized and everything's perfectly placed and it's clean and all of that. And
the only thing that needs to move in now is me.
So, yeah, so I think you said, you know, you had little stuff to do, hanging things and all of that. But so you haven't actually moved in to start living there yet? You've just got it already?
No, not yet. Still need to set up the internet. Got the stuff for that the other day. And I think one more thing is coming on the way. But definitely the big stuff that requires a truck is all done. And I'll be ready to move in once I get the pantry stocked and the refrigerator stocked and internet up and running.
All right. Sounds good. So it's getting real close. Fantastic. And I know you will keep us posted on that. And I guess it looks like if it stays dry enough, then I'm going to go out and try to get some leaves blown before that wind starts this afternoon.
I think you'll have at least a couple hours or three.
Yeah. All righty. Well, come to that point here where I think that in order for me to be able to continue with the show, I think we kind of have to deal with the elephant in the room.
No pun intended.
Yeah, you're
right. Is it?
Yeah, no pun
there's
intended.
There's another elephant, too.
no pun intended there. In fact, I hadn't even thought about it. You're kind of right. At any rate, with the election this week, I am on the side that we have an existential crisis going on in this country right now, and I have some grave concerns. I know a lot of you out there do too, because you know I've heard so much this week, and I think it's just good to kind of for us to clear the air and so that we can then bring in some good clearing and healing energy, related to all of this. And Nathan, I think, we had a chance to talk just a little bit before the air, but it sounds like you're doing okay and accepting the election and not having a lot of emotional ramifications at this point.
It's there, but mostly it's been occupied with being busy with the move and other things going on in life.
You had other things distracting you.
Yeah, I had really time to just sit down and deal with what's going on, for lack of a better term.
And I know, Dr. Nils and I had a chance to communicate a little bit, and I know that he's okay with the election and all of that. Stacey, how are you doing?
Maybe I'll surprise you, but I'm okay with it too. You know, I just felt like we just needed to, just didn't like what was happening the past few years. And I think we just need to go in a little different direction. And I think we need to get somebody else in there who is listening to the people and wants to give it a chance. And I sort of feel sad that people are just don't want to trust that this is what people have voted on and let's see what happens. And they get very, negative about things and just want to make it stressful. But I feel like, people of different parties have lost elections in the past and you just accept the result, you move forward. So I feel like that's what people need to do.
Nathan's waving his
hand. Yeah, the hardest part for me, honestly, was leading up to the election. Because at that point, you just have no idea where you're going. It's like you're in a state of fog or confusion or not being able to know what's going to have or happen or see what's going to be. That was the hardest part for me. I mean, no matter who won the election, after it was over, I would have felt more relief because I knew which, you know, everything had settled down, basically. So no matter who won, I would have been more at ease.
Okay. All right. Linda, how about you?
Well, I'm doing okay. I want to say that I have a friend that I do something with where we put maps of different areas out and we charge up some crystals with energies like peace and community and unity and that kind of thing. And we place them on the maps. And so we were doing one several weeks before the election on Seattle in particular, and then a United States map and a world map. And the purpose is to really just bring these good, peaceful, clear energies in. And we also place some things that can soak up any kind of negative energies that are, you know, it's time for them to go. And, you know, that's the way our bodies work is stuff has its time and then it's time for it to go. And so I just see life as cycles. I feel like the crystal work that we did helped to maybe bring greater peace to the day of election and post-election. We haven't seen a lot of, you know, outbursts of, you know, violence and things like that. And so I feel like I did my part, in addition to voting, to create the kind of energy that I want to experience in the world.
Yeah. I think that would be different had the results been different. But I appreciate what you've done. And I think we helped a little bit last week. You know, Nathan, we did the Ananda prayer and peace and harmony affirmations last week several times on the show. And I do think that has helped. I appreciate, but moving forward, I guess I will represent then the half of the country that is not where you guys are and okay at this point. I have to say that I'm still processing the whole thing, and what I do know is that I'm going through the stages of grief, that is not always an easy or pleasant process. And I'm not done yet. So if you hear it in my voice, and that's one of the reasons why I needed to talk about it today, because I'm not okay yet. And we'll see how I do making it through what I want to share with you. But I am going through the stages of grief. But what I can tell you is that I know that I am sadly and painfully embarrassed and profoundly ashamed for our country. I believe that we have betrayed our allies like Ukraine and Taiwan, that we really need to start paying attention, because I think it's a wake up call. At any rate, I think the person that had the best explanation of how I was feeling and what's going on that aligned most with where I am and what I get from everyone I know and everything I'm seeing and feeling, was actually Jimmy Kimmel. And I don't know if any of you watch him. I do occasionally, and I did tune in for a little break on Wednesday night, and the show started with a pretty funny little skit that got the show, you know, started, and then it went to Jimmy Kimmel Live doing his monologue, but it was very serious. So I'm just going to read you the important part of what he said. it so encapsulates it well, in my opinion. Anyway, quoting from the article here, calling it, quote, a terrible night last night, Kimmel, visibly disturbed and in despair over Donald Trump's electoral win, said he tried a lot but couldn't see anything positive from the U.S. election result. Let's be honest, it was a terrible night last night. It was a terrible night for women, for children, for the hundreds of thousands of hardworking immigrants who make this country great, he said. Emotionally choking briefly, he did start to tear up, and so did I. Kimmel went on to say, it's terrible for healthcare, for our climate, for science, for journalism, for justice, for free speech. A terrible night for poor people, for the middle class, for senior citizens, for Social Security, for our allies in Ukraine. Choking up again, but still continuing, for NATO, for the truth. Terrible night for democracy, and for decency, and for everyone who voted against him. But guess what? It was a bad night for anyone who voted for him, too. You just don't realize it yet. Going on, he said, maybe in the long run, we, the people, will realize that maybe this is what we needed for all of us to wake up. Maybe the people who care so much about him need to find out how little he cares about them. Maybe the only positive from this is that he will not be able to run for president again in 2028. I hope that's the truth, unless, of course, what he said. And he did say, we won't have to have any more elections. So that kind of encapsulates it for me. And so I have healing to do. I think a lot of us have healing to do. I do believe we are in the middle of an existential crisis going on, and we as Americans need to pay attention because there's lots that we can do to hopefully get us to another election in 4 years. Today, my heart, my biggest concern is for our animal friends and their habitats, and they're wonderful. They're wonderful at the places that they live in, and they're just in so much jeopardy in so many places. And my heart just broke last night when I saw the news stories on the fact that once again, ANWR, the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, is in grave danger because our elected administration wants to go on and drill baby drill. But what they don't realize is that's one of the things of the poor messages on the side of the Biden administration. Biden's been drill baby drilling since he took office. He just hadn't been talking about it. We are producing more oil than any other country on the planet right now. And so we don't need to destroy the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge Center. There's plenty of other places to drill and stuff. And once that permafrost is destroyed, there's no going back. It cannot be replaced. The indigenous people, the animals. Anyway, pay attention. There may be some things that we can do to stop this kind of stuff from happening. So, said my piece. That's where I think we are, and I think we all need to wake up and pay attention. But now I think we need to shift the energy and bring some healing in, and we can finally officially start the show. Nathan, we're going to just run late on ads. We can put them all together and string them together at the end, but I don't want to leave us here at this space. I want to get the energy. I want to get the healing going. So the wonderful news is that, Jude Ponton from the Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle, our wonderful sound healer. She put together a wonderful attunement, for this purpose, for calming and soothing and to help us with the emotions following the election. And I have to tell you, I intuitively knew it was posted. I didn't know she was going to do it, but I was on it, I swear, immediately, and listened and watched right away. And it immediately helped me calm down. So Nathan had a fabulous idea, and we are going to combine this attunement with our prayers and affirmations to start the show. And just so you know, when we get to it, we are staying on the love train because we need to be spreading love all around. And somehow we have to begin reuniting the country and All of that good stuff. So we're staying on the love train and going to send it all over. It remains the most powerful energy in the universe. So we'll get to our prayers and affirmations. So, Nathan, I think then when you discuss this, you're going to play Jude's little explanation of the attunement, and then he will keep the attunement sounds going as I take us through our prayers and affirmations. So just so you know, if you haven't been here before, when I officially start the show, I start by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years, and that would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday and I start with a couple of little Saint Francis prayers, one for our animal friends and one for us human animals, and then a pile of affirmations contributed by our animal world family that help us get spiritualized up for the day and the week. So as once Nathan plays the beginning of the attunement and Jude's explanation, then I'll do the prayers and affirmations. And hopefully we can all uplift our energies as a result. So are you ready, Nathan?
I am ready. And all here right, we go with Jude's introduction for our sound attunement for our prayers and affirmations for the week.
Hi, everyone. This attunement is an offering to help us to ground our energies, calm our hearts, and our spirit, and to access the nurturance and consolidation of yin energy and the power of the goddess, to find our place with right action and courage and connection to the unified field and the field of all possibilities.
All right, this is the prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All right, now I'm hearing something. St. Francis of Assisi Peace Prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console. To be understood as to understand. To be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace. Amen. All right, now we have a bunch of affirmations we do. I say them out loud 3 times. And by the way, you can opt out of this part of the show if you like. Not like when we get to the love train, dancing is required. But here you can opt out. This first affirmation comes from my spiritual family, changed my life, and I share it with you. Here we go 3 times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, affirmation number 2 actually comes from Linda Rasmussen. You'll find if you call in for a session and she does a little treatment with you, she'll give you an affirmation to keep the energy going. That's where this came from, and it's so powerful. We share it with you. And it'll be a little familiar when we get to Dr. Nell's newsletter from this month. So here we go 3 times. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. All right, 3rd affirmation. This is from the Ananda Institute, the Italian division, and one I use to keep me and my animals in good balance, and especially me when I'm going out in public. 3 times, here we go. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. Now, this next one comes from Natasha Venter, our communicator and medium and psychic gal. And this is the one I use for me and my animals to keep us balanced in the energy today, these days. It's a real good one. Here we go. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All right, this last one is the Ananda Warriors of Light affirmation. Seems real appropriate these days now. For those of us that do see what's actually going on here. All right, three times. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with a love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with a love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with a love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Alrighty, and then to conclude this process and set the energies, this is Dr. Nell's contribution and his favorite part. Cross your hands over your heart, on your chest, and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. Can you turn that up at all, Nathan? Maybe we just listen to the end of this now, do you think?
There's still about 3 minutes left.
Well, I don't know. Are we hearing it well enough? Is everybody hearing it well enough to stay with it, or you think so? Okay.
If we want, we could maybe have Nels and Linda offer up some more affirmations too, as this is playing.
I have an affirmation that I have been, I'll say, doling out to some of my people who I've been working with lately, and it's very similar, but still different to some of what's gone already here, and that is, I am so thankful and grateful for my perfect life. And as an explanation for what that means, perfection is what is and not what we would desire it to be. So living in the perfection of the moment and seeing it as an opportunity for our personal growth, I think is the reason why I like to share this with people. I am so thankful and grateful for my perfect life.
Thank you.
As written in the United states, and like many of the dollar bills are coins, in God we trust. In God we trust. In God we trust.
Encourage everyone to find something that they are grateful for right now. Knowing that this energy of gratitude is the healing energy, and there is always something we can be grateful for.
Right. Well, I don't know if you've never experienced those gongs and the chimes in person. Oh, it's incredible. You may want to get in there to see Jude. But I know it's not like, you know, being able to just sit with that attunement and listen. But gosh, I felt it. I hope you did, too. And if you would like to really tune into it and hear it. It, you know, it's online. It's on the Martha Norwalk's Animal World Facebook page. It's on my personal Martha Norwalk page. It is on the Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook as well. So you can bring it up yourself and listen more.
And if you're not on Facebook, or you just maybe listen to the show archives on the MarthaNorwalk.com website, we could even work on putting that up there too.
Ah, okay. All right. So it's time to get on with the show, as they say. And the first things we got to do is realize there is no show without our wonderful advertisers. So we're going to have a crash advertising for this hour. And then we will come back. Phone lines are now open. You can interrupt us and take phone calls, especially if you hurry and need a treatment for your animal friends with Dr. Nails, yourselves with Linda. And that's usually how it works. You call in. Dr. Nails handles the animals. Linda handles the humans. And I have to say, we better find out. Stacy, think about it. When we get done with our advertisers, we can go into Nails' newsletter, or if you know, the Frenchies are getting a little antsy or something, we could have Nails do the first you know, treatments for the day. That's probably the best thing to do, so that we, especially if the phone starts ringing. So how about let's have a crash course in advertisers. We'll come back and Dr. Nils can take care of the Frenchies. Oh, and phone calls already ringing. So advertisers, Stacy, I told you she's first in line. The Frenchies get the first tune-ups, and then maybe we're going to the phones, but sooner or later we'll get to Nils' newsletter. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's ANANDA Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're on the downside of the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World, and happy Veterans Day weekend to all of you. We heard from Dr. Nels Rasmussen. You can check him out at healingministryforanimals.com, and of course, you're going to hear all kinds of more stuff about him today on the show. Our NuPro supplements, N-U-P, as in Peter R-O, great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Check them all out online, nuprosupplements.com. If they aren't available in your local pet store, they're all available on Amazon. And of course, heard again from Jude Ponton, our sound healer, and the Whispering Dragon Center is now in her home in Shoreline. It's so easy to get to and plenty of parking, and boy, it's such a treat, as you heard, with that sound attunement. And especially if you get a chance to tune into it somewhere and just really listen to it and take it in, it immediately calmed me down and helped me. So sound healing is really marvelous. And so you can check Jude out. Whispering-Dragon.com is the website, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, you know, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. If you're interested, shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Alrighty then, it is the second Sunday of the month, so it's best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen Reset, and Energy Code Sunday. Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. Linda Rasmussen is here. Just so you know, Dr. Nels works primarily on animals, but does some humans. Linda works only on the human animal most of the time. And so when you call in, Dr. Nels will tune in and work on the animals, and then Linda does a session with the humans. A lot of times, you know, our energies are so connected, and there, you know, is the human to animal transference, so it always helps to balance the human when you're balancing the animal. And as would have it, you know, Stacy is here, and her Frenchies are in need of a tune-up, and so you're going to get to see what it's like. So when you call in, you'll know what's going on. So Stacy, tell us what's going on. Now, we might as well start with Tank, our your older female, your service, and she's a therapy dog and so forth, and she's usually really good. So, but you, how's she been doing, and does she need anything today, do you think?
Yeah, she might. So, you know, I went on a trip a few weeks ago.
By the way, how was that? You went to Hawaii. What islands were you?
Oahu? Yes. And it was so sunny the whole time. Sometimes you go, it's a little cloudy. It's like 6 in the morning till 6 at night. It was sunny and beautiful. So it was great.
She sent me some of that sunshine and beauty pot. And it was like, oh, thank you, Stacy. Nice.
So they were, you know, I had bored them today. Uh-huh. And Tank is usually fine, right? She enjoys it. She has her own little room. She's fine. But I noticed since we've come home, so she has this thing where she likes ice from the freezer. So uh-huh. She'll go by the freezer, bark, and I give her an ice. She's just been a little obsessive about it lately. Crazy. Like, I usually just give her a few and she's fine. Now it's like sometimes constantly.
Ooh. All right. Now, okay. Ice. I'm poking my nose in here. Because I did mention it earlier. Remember I mentioned the human-to-animal transference? Uh-huh. Our animals pick up, process, and reflect back our belief systems, our behaviors, our characteristics, and particularly our suppressed negative emotional energy and mm-hmm. patterns that we haven't dealt with ourselves yet. Mm-hmm. All right, so this is the first time, Stacy, that you've described an obsessive behavior in Tank.
Right.
But we've dealt with it more than once with Bagman.
Right.
So, Stace, I don't know you well enough. Do you tend to be obsessive or compulsive and stuff? Or
no.
Because it isn't always the case, but it could be. So I don't mean to put you on the spot, but that's something you'd want to look at.
Yeah.
Because this is coming up in your other dog and it's been a repeat thing in Bags. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, totally. But yeah, I mean, I'm pretty laid back. That's about most things at all.
Well, like I said, it isn't always the case, but it is a good thing to look at.
Yeah.
And sometimes it might be just reflective at the moment, you know, that all, and it may be unusual for you, but you are. But anyway. So Tank has been a little obsessive about the ice cubes.
Yeah. And I thought it was more, you know, sort of this boarding thing. And, you know, it's always a little, just because there's other dogs, you know, it's a little stressful for them. They were away from home. So I was kind of attributing it to that. So I don't know if Nels feels anything with her.
Well, yeah, he'll have to tune in.
I've tuned into Tank and she does need a little tune up here. So I
All
think
right.
that probably she'll smooth out and get back to her more normal behavior once we get this
like
energy. Oh, my gosh. If you people could see this sweet little face.
Yeah. She's in Stacy's lap.
You know, there's nothing quite like the face of a Frenchie. So
exactly. That's... I know.
Yeah, which is one of the reasons they can be difficult to change behavior with. Because they're usually so spoiled. Because they're just too darn cute for their own good.
Very sweet.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's hard to find anything cuter than a little Frenchie. Oh.
Okay, so I found a number of things on the left side of her body, and now I've found that there's a mirror image of this going on the right. And one thing I've noticed over about probably the last year or so is, actually, I think about it, I've been here in Idaho for a year and a half, let's call it about the last 2 years, is that there's an area in the rib cage, kind of behind the back of the shoulder on a dog that for whatever reason, if you have a dog that's exhibiting like grouchiness or anxiety type stuff, it seems I find a lot of energy points in there, nearly in their armpit. And anyway, I've found that on Tank, which I don't recall having that before. So she might just be a little out of sorts. And that's being expressed in what I'm finding. We'll get that rebalanced. And usually that reverses the situation.
Now, you're working on Tank. Can she tell us what's going on with Bagman?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, so how about the Bagman?
Yeah, so a couple things with him. So, of course, after the boarding, yeah, again, just the licking thing. Licking his paws again. And so, I usually could stop it. But lately, or since I've gotten back from the trip, it's hard to get him to stop. You know, I have to cover with my hand. After Nels worked on him last time, once I could just say, "Skate, that's enough, stop," then he stopped. But now he's kind of gotten very obsessive about it again.
Hopefully a tune-up will work the way it did the last time.
And then
time.
2 weeks ago, I think he like tweaked his back leg because then he wouldn't, one morning, like he wouldn't sit. Usually I give him their vitamins in the morning and they both sit. He wouldn't sit. And so then I thought that was a lot. And then when he was eating, I gave him his breakfast. He was kind of holding his back leg up, his left hind leg, like couldn't set it down. And then for a few days, a week, maybe he wouldn't, you know, usually hops up on the couch. He's like a bunny. He just like, you know, pounces, but he wouldn't jump up or jump up. He'd just look and want me to pick him up.
Yeah. Okay. I finished with Tank. She was not had anything really extensive that needed to be done. A little more than usual. The couple of times I've tuned into her, she hardly needs anything. But Bagman, actually, during the commercial break, I had actually already worked about four pairs of points on the right side of his body and another couple on the left. And now I'm back working still on the left side. And as Linda knows, a lot of times the side where things are symptomatic is kind of what you get to last, because the energies are unbalanced on both sides of the body, but they're manifesting in the either weak or painful side. And it just seems to be the thing that sort of you get to last. It's kind of like the icing on the cake. Mm-hmm. So we're
all right. Well, it sounds like you're good working on Tank.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, on Bagman now. So, Stacy, are you up for a session with Linda?
Sure.
All right. Okay. So we'll just take care of any of that obsessive compulsive stuff and all of that. Yeah. Yeah. So, Linda, all right. Stacy is all yours.
Hi, Stacy. Good to see you again.
Yeah, Linda. Hi.
So I'm going to have you think about something that's been on your mind a lot lately. Just bring that into your thoughts. Let me know when you've got something.
Okay.
All right. All right. That's not bringing up a pattern. Is there something else that's been on your mind a lot lately?
Mm-hmm. Try that one.
Okay. Yeah, there is something we can release here. So keep thinking about that, noticing how you feel about it, and then setting that aside, focusing on the feeling of giving and the number two. Your eyes are closed and looking at the right side of your forehead and doing some square breathing, if you know what that is. And if you don't, just do some slow, deep breathing in and out as you think giving to.
All right, Stacy, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking over to the right side of your forehead, thinking giving. Well, you're also doing slow, deep, square breathing, thinking, giving to.
Perfect. Breathe normally and with your eyes open, gently tipping your head forward and looking toward the earth, and then just letting your head rise to a comfortable position and returning to what you were thinking about. That is complete. Let me look for the affirmation. I am giving is the affirmation. Oh. So this is the energy of giving.
I am giving. So how should Stacy use that affirmation, Linda?
Yeah, when someone receives an affirmation, it's most potent on the day of and the next couple of days. So just thinking, I am giving, and feel how that feels in your body when you think that. Mm-hmm. And think that a lot today, tomorrow, and the next day, usually at least 3 times in a row, and then another time today, 3 times in a row. And another time today, 3 times in a row. And always placing awareness on how we feel in our body when we affirm is a really good way to bring this energy deeply into our system.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Wonderful. All right, Dr. Nels, anything else to report on the dogs?
Well, I have them both balanced, and I think that you're going to notice some difference just as you have before. The one thing that was interesting is I don't always find things in Bagman's low back, but today I did. So there may be a connection to something going on with that left hind situation.
I actually have a vet appointment this afternoon just to check it. I mean, it seems
good
like
idea.
He's better, but I thought I would just pop him in there to see what.
Yeah. Yeah. Good idea.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate that.
All right. And what Dr. Nels, usually, you know, you take care of the Frenchies and, you know, it's been a one-time treatment and the problem seems to go right away. That's been real consistent in Bag's treatment. But since there's something physical going on at this point, do you think he might need a tune-up sooner than a month from now?
Well, it might be possible. I guess what I'd say, Stacy, is, you know, give him a week and then go ahead and drop me a note and let me know how things are going for him.
Sure. I'll do that.
All right. Sounds good. Okay. So that's how it works, folks. And Dr. Nels and Linda would be happy to do the same thing for you and your animal friends. I think, Nathan, did you say we've got phone calls already?
Yeah, I'm actually kind of building up a call list to call people on. So you might not see it in chat here, but they are waiting. I think I got 3 callers waiting. And then once we come back from the top of the hour, we'll be with Roberta calling us from Montana.
Oh. I'm excited for that one. We have good news, everybody, with Roberta. I don't think that we have enough time to begin another call and so forth. So we're gonna have to have you guys hang on, we will get to our phone callers as soon as we start the second hour, and we'll throw in Dr. Nels' newsletter and chat about that whenever we can. We'll also have current events at some time during the show, and but I think that's all that we really need to be talking about, so we can devote a lot of time to phone calls. And it is time now, though, to wrap up hour number one, and that means we get to get on the love train and spread love all over the country, all over the world. We all know where it needs to go, and I told you before, you can't opt out on this one. Dancing is required. But you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up and join the love train with us. We'll cruise by and pick you up. So let's get our, you know, little exercise and a little energy going. I always energize up the love train with our yogi energization prayer to give us a little extra energy and juice. And here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues. Phone calls are next, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.